Good evening to all music lovers, sports fans, and everyone else. This is Bob Gushero, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings on KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana area, and from our studios in Burke Hall here on the campus of ULL. Hope that you're having a good week. I got a good program for you this evening. It's going to feature some Cal Jada music once more, featuring this guy that plays the flute so well, Roger Glenn. And then we'll hear some music from Michel Legrand. Same number performed by two outstanding performing artists, Tony Bennett and Maureen McGovern. And then we'll have some interlude music on an old tape I received from a friend of mine in Baton Rouge many, many years ago. And we'll wind up the program this evening with a little bit more of the Andrew Lloyd Webber music featuring Sarah Brightman. Here's the end of the theme, Just Friend, Les Brown and his band of renown on the Music of Yesteryears. Les Brown is Band of Renown with Just Friends, the opening theme for the Music of Yesteryears. This is the Fabulous Hollywood LP. It's an LP album I picked up at Pat Watson's residence here a while back. Deceased guy and lady had business here in Lafayette. The sons were there discarding all of their household effects. But I picked up a few albums. This is one of them. We're going to hear three numbers. Gigi, that's an Academy Award winner from 1958. An Affair to Remember. Remember that one with Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. And then the third number in the set will be Love is a Many Splintered Thing. And that was a 1955 Academy Award winner. But this is the Frank Duvall and his orchestra. Great musicians, wonderful arrangements on the Music of Yesteryears. And we'll start out with the Academy Award winner of 1958, Gigi. Learning low music, GG, on the Music of Yesteryears. Here's an Affair to Remember, Frank Duvall and his great orchestra. Fair to Remember, music by Harry Warren and Harold Adams, and the great love story with Deborah Carr and Cary Grant years ago. Next, Love is a Many Splintered Thing, 1955 Academy Award winner. Sammy Fain and Fred Webster wrote the music and the lyrics. Frank Duvall and his wonderful orchestra. Some of the other numbers on this album is Tammy, My Foolish Heart, Golden Earrings, Love Letters, True Love, Third Man Theme, Unchained Melody, Around the World in 80 Days, and Return to Paradise. We may play some of those on a later program. But that was the Frank Duvall Orchestra playing some Hollywood fabulous music on the music of yesteryears. Next, we're going to hear some more of this Cal Jada guy. Both Sides of the Coin is the two CD pack that I got a while back. Got wonderful rhythms, Latin rhythm, of course, and this flutist guy by the name of Roger Glenn is going to be featured on the first number. He wrote it, and he calls it Roger Samba. Pancho Sanchez will be playing the conga drums and some of the percussion, and Mundell Lowe will be on guitar. Here's Cal Jada on his vibes, of course, and other instruments that he plays with Roger Samba on the music of yesteryears. Thank you. That was flutist Roger Glenn with Roger Samba with Cal Jatter and his great group, including Pancho Sanchez on the percussion. And here we're going to hear this guy again, Roger Glenn, with Mundell Lowe on his guitar. And they're going to be playing some Johnny Mundell music with Close Enough for Love on the Music of Yesteryear. Jada on Jive. Bye. That's just going to fade on out. We'll cut that off and talk about the next number we're going to do. But that was Cal Jada and his outstanding jazz combo group with a guy by the name of Roger Glenn playing the flute on Close Enough for Love. That's Johnny Mandel music in this little CD. Both Sides of the Coin was released by Concord Records back in 1980. And you're listening to Bob Gushereau, your host for Music of Yesteryears, thanking y'all for supporting us in our spring fundraiser last week. We had a lot of volunteers and a lot of people bought Cokes and coffee and cookies and donuts and whatever to help the people through the day. And we appreciate all the help that we got, especially for the volunteers helping with the program the whole week long. And thank you for your financial support, for our listener-supported radio in Acadiana, KRVS, here in Lafayette at ULL. Next, we're going to hear a special treat this evening. I've put together a couple of numbers by two different performing artists. The two numbers are the same, I should say. They're going to be doing the same number. How do you keep the music playing? The first one's going to be done by a guy by the name of Tony Bennett, and he does an outstanding job with George Mitchell. It's from his Duets first album. I call it Duets 1. But he's going to be doing How Do You Keep the Music Playing. That's some music by Michel Legrand and the lyrics by great famous lyricists Alan and Marilyn Bergman. And then we're going to play the same number right after the first one by Tony Bennett with George Michael. We're going to have it done by Scotta Estori Estrada and the London Studio Orchestra with one of my favorite female vocalists, Maureen McGovern. And she's got a guy by the name of Tom Scott playing a tenor with her on this particular number. So the treat of the evening will be the music of Michel Legrand, How Do You Keep the Music Playing, with lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, I'll get it straight. And we're going to have it first done on the Duets album by Tony Bennett and George Michael. And then right after that, we'll have the same number done by Maureen McGovern. All on the music of yesteryears. Both beautiful arrangements. Here we go with Tony Bennett. And How Do You Keep the Music Playing?
Do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep a song from fading too fast?
How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say?
And since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear a name. The more that I'm afraid, but in her eyes I may not see forever.
Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. May not see forever. Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music
never. Yes, the music of yesteryears with a beautiful arrangement. How do you keep the music playing? Michel Legrand Music with lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman. And that was done by Tony Bennett in a duet album with George Michael. And I think it was very nice. I think you're going to enjoy this next number, the same number. How do you keep the music playing? And we're going to have it done by Maureen McGovern. And she's with Tom Scott on the tenor sax, and Astore Strada and the London Studio Orchestra. Check this guy on his tenor. And the lyrics, beautiful, by Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Maureen McGovern on the music of yesteryears.
How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how year after year you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If we can be best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
Music never ends.
a sec. Oh, yes, the music of yesteryears. Music of Michel Legrand and the lyrics of Alan and Marilyn Bergman. It's Maureen McGovern's particular CD released on this was The Music Never Ends, the lyrics of Alan and Marilyn Bergman. And she's got about 15 numbers. And I've played some of this music before, and I'll play some more of it down the road, I'm sure. But you're listening to Bob Gusherow, your host here for The Music of Yesteryears on KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana area. And thanks again for your support for our spring fundraiser last week. We had a wonderful turnout, did a nice job, and appreciated all the help we got from volunteers during the whole week. And next we're going to play some music that I received many, many years ago. I think it was back in, 19, 20 years ago, early 90s, I guess, from a friend of mine by the name of Adolph Wiggins. He was a guy on the public radio station in Baton Rouge, WRKF 89.3. Had an early morning show there for a number of years, played great music on Sunday morning. And I'm an early riser, and I listened to it for many, many years. But he was kind enough to tape some music for me. He calls it interlude music. I don't actually remember the names of the numbers that we're going to be playing, but it's by the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And you don't get too many jazzed-up deals by the Duke Ellington Orchestra. They play a lot of the older stuff that Duke wrote, of course. And this was from an album, I believe, they called The Tribute to Billy Strayhorn, wonderful arranger, composer, etc., for Duke and many other guys way back when. But this tape I got many, many years ago from Adolph, and, of course, he's since deceased. But he was a wonderful guy, played some great music, and kind of patterned some of the stuff I do on my show from what I heard him do many years ago. But here's some music from the Duke Ellington Orchestra. It's on a tape that Adolph Wiggins sent to me many years ago. And we're going to play a couple numbers, I believe, and we'll see how that'll go. But we'll just call it interlude music from Duke Ellington on The Music of Yesteryear. Ellington Orchestra, and a tribute to Billy Strayhorn, interlude music on the music of yesteryear. Get another number. Was the Duke Ellington Orchestra with some tribute music to Billy Strayhorn on a tape copied for me by my friend, deceased nowadays, deceased many years ago, Adolph Wiggins, guy on WRKF 89.3 in Baton Rouge on Sunday morning, played an awful lot of jazz, an awful lot of music that I really enjoyed. But that was interlude music, I would call it, from the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Don't have an awful lot of that in my library, but most all of the other music that you hear comes from my library or from the library of many of my friends. I want to mention that the Bob Gushereau Jazz Combo will be playing a jazz brunch for the Lafayette Preservation Society. It's going to be the first Sunday in May. It's going to be at the residence of J.C. Chagua, right on East Bayou Parkway. And J.C.'s been honored just recently for outstanding work that he's done with the library board for a number of years. I think there was a recognition gathering for him just recently, and I was very proud of that. Of course, he's involved with the estate sale business in Lafayette for many years, that wonderful antiques at his place. Anyone interested in Preservation Society work is interested in joining the society. I think there's a $25 annual fee to be a member of the Lafayette Preservation Society, and JC would be happy to discuss it further with you. You could call him at his number in Lafayette at 337-984-1647. And we're going to have a lot of good time over there playing for the jazz brunch of this group. We played for them a while back behind City Hall at residence right in the middle of Lafayette, right across from St. John's Cemetery a year or two ago. And we're going to be playing for them again. I'll have some jazz players there with me. And we'll mention some of their names at our program perhaps on next Wednesday. But it's the first Sunday in May at the residence of J.C. Chagua. You can call him again. Get the information about the fees for the jazz brunch, as well as the annual fee for membership in the Lafayette Preservation Society. People interested in preserving what they like about Lafayette, call him at 337-984-1647. And we'll move on now and play a little music that I think you will enjoy. This is the latter part of the LP that, I beg your pardon, the CD that I paid a week or two ago with Andrew Lloyd Webber Music and the vocalist Sarah Brightman. And Sarah's going to be singing a couple numbers for us. I think we'll have time for a couple numbers. The first number is going to be from Cats, and the name of the number is Memory. And all of this, of course, on the music of yesteryears.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement, as the moon lost her memory, she is smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet. Beautiful then. I remember the time I knew what happiness was, let the memory live again. Every sweet life seems to meet a fatal.
from Cat's Memory with Sarah Brightman singing the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. And the last number on the show this evening is going to be Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. And that'll be Sarah Brightman again playing Lloyd Andrew Webber's music. And this is from Evita, all on the music of yesteryears.
Think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines, at sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen, I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at here, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you.
but all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
Bring that down, won't quite hear the last 30 or 40 seconds of that number, but that was Sarah Brightman singing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina from Evita and the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Hope you enjoyed the program this evening. I want to thank you again for the financial support we've received through the years, almost 50 years. Next year, I believe we'll have 50 years. And the financial support keeps this station on the air. Listener-supported radio for Acadiana and public radio for all of South Louisiana. KRBS 88.7 FM in Lafayette at ULL and Burke Hall Auditorium and Studios. And Bob Gushrow is your host here every Wednesday evening at 8. And we repeat the show every Thursday morning at 3 o'clock for the early risers. I want to thank again the people that helped us with our fundraiser last week, signed up for membership in our group. And also thanks to all of the veterans who have secured our freedom to this very day. To the blood donors, our local heroes, helping people in dire need, and also our salute to the volunteers at all of the hospital, nursing homes, and other places throughout Acadiana, and those that support Miles Perret Cancer Center and the Acadiana Autism Society. Hope that you'll have a nice week. I hope that you're having a good evening. Our closing theme is Too Little Time, which is always the case for a 59-minute radio show. And it's done by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And we hope that you have a very good evening. We'll see you next Wednesday at 8. And may God bless you all.